All right, who's gonna try it?
Jeez.
Not me. Not it.
I mean, I've had the Pop Rocks in the mouth experience.
Yeah,
it wasn't my mouth, Eloy.
Oh, hey, that's kind of disgusting.
So, Doc, you're burning all your vacation to the point that you never have to go back?
Mm-mm.
Or you're going back?
Going back on Monday.
Oh, I thought the way you sold it, I thought you just said, peace out, bitches. You screw me, I screw you.
No, I would never. I mean, it's at the same time, yes, that's what's going on.
You just casually said, well, okay, then.
This has been my plan right along. I mean, I've actually told them in that not so many words is like, if I don't get that job, I'm going to leave here and I'll have a job on my way home. And that's exactly how that shit played out. So, yeah, you know, I hate to use the phrase, it is what it is, but it happens to be what it is in this case. So now I burned 2 vacation days and then I got a couple more I got to burn. I'm going to give my 2 weeks, which is actually 2 weeks from Monday. So they'll get 2 weeks out of me. And frankly, they'll need me to work. So
you start the new one right away?
Yep. I'll start the next week. I can't afford for a lapse in pay. I'm sure there'll be some bullshit I'll have to deal with in between, you know, early withdrawals from stuff, you know, how it is whenever you leave somewhere. People come after you for monies. Right. So, whatever. Vaya con Dios. Yeah.
How's the allergies, Eloy?
It was long gone after that day. Did you, what the hell's going on with your camera, dude?
Whose?
Oh, I have I bought one of these. You guys ever heard of these? I'm sure Doc has these kilowatt meters.
Yeah.
You plug it in, you can meter your appliances and stuff because our electric bill's been outrageous.
Kilowattometer.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out what the culprit is. I thought it was our fridge because we have an older fridge, but it wasn't. It was barely sucking anything.
Yeah, but your camera, there's some weird stuff.
No, I'm getting to my point. So I tried I plugged the power strip in. It is hooked to the computer and all my other stuff that's sitting here to see if that was what was sucking it, but it's only on maybe 4 hours a day.
No.
But I unplugged the lamp that was here and I haven't plugged it back in yet. So that's why I'm kind of dark.
Do we want to have a live audit on Scratched of what could be possibly wrong?
Oh, I know what it is now.
What is it?
Before you say what
water heater.
There you go.
Well, hold on. I don't mean to. That's an interesting thing. But before you, your picture, it has a 1980s or 1990s grain to it at this current state. And it's actually quite cool. Hmm. Like, it's not, it doesn't look digitized. You look like you're talking to us from some sort of, like, I don't know.
I did, in fact, time travel back to that time, and I'm talking to you from that time period.
Yeah, cool. It's really cool, actually.
I dig it.
The water heater thing, dude, what my dad used to do, and this was all our, in fact, I thought that's how it should be until it's a good idea. So he would, 20 minutes before you would take a shower, we would turn the water heater, the breaker on, let it heat up, then we'd shower this and that, and once everybody'd showered everything, off with the freaking thing, because that thing's constantly working.
Yeah. I have a tankless.
That's what we're going to be upgrading to at the beginning of next year.
Now, do you have your electric, obviously, because it made your electric bill high?
Yeah, we're switching to gas.
Oh, yeah.
Our furnace is gas, so it's right beside where the water heater is.
It is killer.
My dad's got gas on demand, and he's like, you don't even notice it on your bill.
I've got gas.
That's not from the chili. No, we're talking about, like, to heat your house, which you probably... What do you use to heat your house, Eloy?
Well, the water part, I have a tankless. And I switched over when the other one started to crap out. And I said, screw it. I want the space back. And by the way, the space is now full. of crap. So it's like I could have just kept bought another tank, but I bought the tankless, and it's freaking awesome. I've had to have it serviced though.
Well, yeah. Do you clean it out once a year?
No, is that what I should do?
Yeah, once a year you're supposed to. When I put mine in, this is interesting audio. This is the water heater cast. All right. Call in with your HVAC questions.
Good stuff happened last week when we talked about mummies and Bales. What is it? Iowa Bales.
Iowa Bales.
Now we're going into technology.
It's okay. When I put mine in, there was I bought a special like bypass valve, and you basically run hot water and vinegar through it once a year.
Oh, well, that's
cool. And it descales it inside.
And so because mine stopped heating as much.
Yep.
Is that what happens?
I guess. I don't know. I never had a problem with it because I descale it. And there was, I don't know. I remember when I bought it, that was what they recommended to do. So that's what I did. I haven't had an issue with it yet.
Well, shit, I'm going to try that, you know, because the one time I took it in to have it serviced, and now lately it's not as hot as I'd want it, you know, as it's typically.
Yeah, it's probably scaling and you're not getting the hot circulation.
Did you say you took it in to get serviced?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, it's like the size of a suitcase, Bales.
Is it?
Yeah, his is probably got it's got a plug on it, and
it has quick disconnect, so you can just take it out.
If you have gas, you turn off the gas, couple turns of a wrench, hot water off, cold water off. I could see it.
Oh yeah, no, it's not a big deal. It's not okay. It's not like a big ass tank. I mean, the thing is this big, maybe like about a foot tall, and it's just a little unit like that.
Just caught me off guard. It's kind of like. If your toilet was clogged, I could see you taking it down to the store.
Something wrong. Can you unclog this for me?
Something wrong with this here toilet, sir. You didn't have to take it apart. Yes, yes, I did.
I got a good story about that. When we tear toilets out over at this apartment complex, we always shove paper towels down in it to keep the sewer gas from coming back up. And I put the paper towels down in it and... like 2 weeks went by before we put the new toilet in, and my dad put the toilet in, and it was in for probably 2 or 3 days, and people kept using it and not flushing for some stupid reason. And he went to like unclog it, and he just couldn't get it unclogged and kept unclogged tried for like 2 or 3 days. And then, so we ended up pulling it back up, and it was that wad of paper towels in there. Not a good story.
Well,
why don't you just plug it with one of those test caps?
Huh? What?
Why don't you just use one of those little plastic plugs where you tighten the wing nut and it expands?
Because those cost money.
Quick and dirty. Quick and dirty. $7.
But if you have a couple in your arsenal and you're just taking them with you.
You could snake it, though. You could stick the snake in there. And
you could, yeah. But we didn't know what was going on. I think he ran some stuff down it, but...
The first thing you do with that stuff is stick the snake in there and push it through and see what comes out. Because
I'm going to get a blockage further down the line.
Yes. But more often than not, it's stuck at the toilet, at where the toilet's at, by the crapper. More often than not, something's happening right there. It could happen further down the line. And next door, these guys, they were like, man, it won't flush right. The toilet, there's got to be something in there. And I go, and funny enough, I went on the extreme side of the line where it dumps into the septic. And so there was nothing. There was a little bit of toilet paper sticking out from the end of the line, and it was just sitting there. It was pretty smelly. I went in, freaking took the snake. I felt something like pushing back, and I was like, "What the?" And I put a pair of glasses, dude. A pair of glasses were stuck in there.
How did that even get down there?
probably, you know, when
how did it make those twists and turns in the trap in the back of the toilet?
Okay, so let me ask you, know, I'm glad we're touching on this subject. I love how we always return to this, you know, by hook or by crook. So I'm gonna ask you sincerely, Ryan. You know when you take a crap?
I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Okay. So when you take a crap, Ryan, have you you have to wipe?
Right.
And you wipe, right? You all wipe, right?
What are you talking about?
When you take a crap.
What is this wiping you speak of?
There's a procedure.
You own a bidet, Doc?
No, I don't. I can't believe that this conversation has come up. Do you wipe your ass? Hey everybody, let me ask you the number one question from our Scratch listeners. When you take a shit, do you wipe your ass?
Okay, so look, maybe you're right.
Don't lie, Eloy. Tell the truth.
It's a gift to me. It's a given that most people, but you can't see, take things for granted like that.
You've seen pictures of me with other makers, like other people. Wouldn't I be like behind the scenes, Doc the Ass Stink Man? like, wouldn't you know that by now?
The Ass Man.
No one wants to kick it with Doc. Why? He doesn't wipe.
Well, you know what, though? Using toilet paper is not the cleanest way to do it. The bidet thing or whatever, you spritz your ass with a little bit of water. That's actually the best and most.
What's the point of the glasses? I don't understand what that has to do with the glasses.
Oh, okay. I wanted to stick around with the ass wiping for a little while before finishing off.
I thought you were getting to the point of the glasses through that.
There is no point. He just wanted to talk about toilets.
No, there is actually. See, I take offense.
You should.
It's funny you mentioned glasses, because when I worked at that nightclub, every Monday when we'd come in, we'd find at least two toilets clogged.
Thank you.
And it was always Coke straws.
And glasses.
Credit cards and champagne glasses.
What?
Yeah, the chicks were sticking the champagne glasses down the toilet for some reason.
But how were they? Oh, were they just getting stuck right there in the hole? Or
It would break off at the stem and then, you know, part of the goblet would get sucked in, but it couldn't make the turn afterwards.
Well, look, to make my point, Bales just made my point. Some people, when they wipe, if they're drunk or whatever, they have pockets in their shirts, which, you know, some shirts do have pockets, and they lean over and there's glasses in your pocket, shirt pocket, your gravity, and then it falls into the bloop. And if you're drunk enough, you don't even realize it. You flush and you're out the door.
Another item was always panties or thongs.
Wow.
I want to know what the story before that is.
Blowout.
Possibly.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the first thing that I would think of. Just cut bait and run. That's it. You're done. That's it.
But could you imagine in the years prior to, like, the crapper being, like, in America, so the whole thing about toilets, before it was outhouses and stuff, and, like, you had your we never had that because we lived here in the city, you know. Bales, did you have, like, an outhouse and stuff?
No, I lived in the suburbs.
No, when you were growing up, you were living
in... And he also lived in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, I lived in the
suburbs. Not the 1870s.
Yeah.
No, actually, in the 50s,
wasn't alive in the 50s.
No.
Your dad was Michael Landon.
No, what I'm trying to say is that by the 50s, crappers were seen more and more, but there were still many, many, many families that still had their outhouses. You go out, and that's where you do your duty.
Have you ever been to Japan?
No.
Aren't some of those Asian countries, their restrooms are just like plumbing? They're floor level, right?
Yeah.
And you just kind of pop the squat?
Yeah.
You think you could balance, Eloy?
Dude, if I lived in that scenario,
you'd probably drop your wallet right down the toilet.
And his glasses.
Unless you keep everything in your fanny pack, then you'd be safe.
You know what's weird about that? I was thinking I would be using a fanny pack. I was literally thinking that at the same time.
Isn't it a travesty that the fanny pack is such an abomination? Because it is super handy.
It is useful.
I have no issue with it. I don't wear one. I'm a pockets guy, but like at the same time, like I would have no problem.
Eloy, did you rock your fanny pack in the front or the back?
Well, back in the 80s, I only used fanny packs when we would go like with our friends. We'd go like on vacation to Disney World or whatever, and we'd have a fanny pack because it was just convenient, right?
Why is it called a fanny pack?
I was gonna say that's the worst part.
I guess because you wore it over your butt.
Maybe.
If it hangs in the front, is it no longer a fanny pack?
It's a fupa pack.
I would wear it in the front.
Just needs to be marketing. Needs a new name, better marketing.
How many waist satchel?
Hip bag.
Have you guys worn fanny packs in the past?
Hell yeah. Back in the day, I had one, just like everybody else did.
No, but I didn't do it for style. I did it when on vacation because that's a good place to carry
your stuff. Also, you know, remember I'm a couple years younger than you, and it was probably a fad, but I definitely remember having one, probably.
Do you have any pictures?
Probably somewhere.
Little doc with a fanny pack and like a bunch of those slap bracelets up your forearm.
No, no slap bracelets. Nope. None of that.
Jean jacket?
Nope. No jean jacket. Jean shirt, maybe.
You never had a jean jacket?
I did, but that was when I was way younger. This is after jean jacket. Yeah. I'll have to look. Next time I head to my Duke's, I'll go through the photo album. All pictures of me when I was younger are okay because I had hair, so it makes me feel good. Like, it's like, oh, I'm doing something stupid. Look at the hair.
I wish I was in the same boat as you because I had hair, but it was all bowl cuts.
It doesn't matter. Still hair.
No.
It doesn't, yeah. Let's see, for me, I'm just happy to see hair.
So you like looking at your old pictures of yourself because you had hair, but do you guys... Ryan and Bales, do you look back at your younger pictures and it's like a little bit cringy or like, and plus the clothing at the time, do you ever look back and look at that and say, oh crap?
Some things
you'll never see.
one of my biggest things is that what I hate that I did in back then in order to, you know, look older, I would allow for whatever little bit of hair that would grow on my lip. I tried to grow. All I had was a thin little freaking
little dirty stash.
Shape it. Yeah, it was hard. I should have just allowed for my facial hair to be normal for the time, but no, I had to force it.
Had the Louis T on mustache.
Yeah, yeah. Horrible, dude.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing.
It was big. It was big where I went to school because it was Catholic school. You had to shave all year long. You tried to like grow as much facial hair as you could during the summer. Like, you know, that was the cool thing. I had to shave every day. I had a full mustache in third grade.
I grew out my sideburns before 90210 made it popular again, because that was a thing. I don't know if Bales remembers, but. Bales doesn't remember, probably. Do you remember?
That guy just licked his fingers. I saw it. I saw it with my own two peepers. He licked them.
I couldn't grow sideburns.
No, wait a second. Let's
hold no on. Comment on the finger licking.
No, let's. Yeah.
I had big, big sideburns. It was after 90210, though.
No, wait a second. But can we? I didn't catch the. So did you lick your fingers?
Freaking lies.
You spent a whole hour in the previous show telling us that you don't lick your fingers, you don't use towels to clean, and now Ryan busted you sucking on your freaking
fingers. now he went to sucking.
Scratched. He was third knuckle on it.
Wow, kinky.
So, Doc had bushy.
Yeah.
Call them sideburns.
I did. I had some big sideburns back in the day. As long as I could, Catholic school, so you weren't allowed to wear them past your ear, but I would like, I was constantly in trouble for having them too long. And then they'd send me down to the office to shave them.
I still can't grow sideburns.
I was thinking about it the other day that if I were to shave my beard, I would bring them back for a little bit.
I can't even get my beard to connect to the soul patch.
You're kidding.
Nope.
You have not yet connected the... Dude.
No, man. I'm still waiting for my balls to drop at 43.
Wow.
What a glorious day that will be.
Yeah. Maybe it'll happen in Egypt. Maybe that'll be...
It's very cold. The scrotum shrinks up. And nuts can go sideways, and like because it's so damn cold.
Yeah, sideways nuts. Got to look out for that. That's a real problem. What the old sideways nuts?
Well, not sideways, but one to each side. But like crimps all the way up. It's cold, and you're like, "What the f-, man? Drop, please, drop." Oops, sorry.
Hey, it's your edit this week, buddy.
Yeah, that was 9:25. Just throwing it out there. Yipper. All right, can I change the subject?
Please.
Yep.
We all use Facebook Messenger to converse. That's our preferred method of conversation. Yes.
What would happen if we left a curse word?
We wouldn't be able to use our family-friendly format.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? But like 100%?
Yes.
Okay.
No F-bombs. Anyway, so we use the Facebook Messenger, right? And I just kind of came to this epiphany that Facebook Messenger is the same thing as America Online Messenger from back in the day. You just have it on your phone now. It's like an extra method because I was talking to a couple people the other day and I had to take a shower. And so I'm like going to go in the shower and I was like, man, I wish I could pop an away message on here that just says I'm in a shower that would auto answer to everybody while I do that. And I was like, man, this is like freaking... AIM. This is exactly the same thing, and I never realized it until right then. It's exactly the same thing.
It totally is, dude.
Do you remember ICQ?
Yeah, that's... Oh, gosh. I throw ICQ out all the time when someone's like, yo, you don't know anything about like internet. I was like, dude, I know all about it. I used to get a random ICQ number. It was good for like 15 minutes. Then you get another number.
Man, the internet was weird back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely the adolescence of internet was not good. It's good now.
So did you find a way to put an away message or no?
No, I didn't even try. At that point, I just kind of had the epiphany that it was AIM all over again.
I can see that. It's very, very similar.
Yeah.
Do you guys still have Facebook, MySpace accounts?
Oh, we should put Scratched on MySpace.
I do, and I don't know how to log into it.
I started a new one for Scratch.
As long as it's still... I mean, did they delete that when they went all music?
No, you're there.
Oriented?
I'm there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm... Yeah.
Under your name?
Under my name, yeah. I'm on MySpace. It's blank because they erased all the content when they upgraded the system, but yeah. Hmm.
Were you there the one night Sterling was trying to convince us of all these subscribers he had on MySpace, and that's how he was getting all his traffic on his YouTube channel? And he sent this link to his MySpace, and it was hilarious because, I mean, people were going off for like a half hour, 45 minutes, couldn't figure it out. And he's like, I'm just lying.
What are you going to do? Like, I am very not liking much of the Justin Bieber music. Honestly, personally, I would think
that... favorite.
Well,
yeah, you're a total liar.
Well, the world without Justin Bieber music, for me, in my opinion, would be
horrible.
No, it would be pretty cool. Pretty cool. But I'm not, you know, but I'm totally not pro, let's take out Justin Bieber because, you know, I don't like, in other words, it's, the world is open playground, like Doc said, I think. And there should be all these, you know, conspiracies, flat earth, freaking planet Xenon, and all that stuff. I don't care.
You know what we should do? What? We should have a Scratched hotline where people can call in and, well, I guess they couldn't call in live. That would be impossible.
Well, they could. They could. You could give them your cell phone number. Go ahead. Give them your cell phone number live right now and they can call you. I just figured it out.
No.
Pick up Scratch burner phone.
I was just gonna say that we should get a burner phone. We should. So take,
what about having it where people could call in and leave messages that we could replay on the air.
Yeah, I like the scratch burner phone.
Because I was listening to a podcast today, because on my podcast app, it shuffles through to like new podcasts so you can discover new ones. And they were doing that on this podcast. And I was like, man, it's a neat idea. And then they started talking about the stuff they were talking about. And I was like, what the frick is this podcast? So it's a dude and a woman talking about sex stuff. And come to find out, as they're talking, they're mother and son. And they're like, not talking about like with each other, but they're talking about their separate experiences.
Dude, you see, and you talked about me bringing up.
Hold on. They're talking about their separate experiences very, very openly with each other. And the reason that I wanted to bring this up was the phone line, but the topic of that podcast, which I listened to about 10 minutes of, was Pop Rocks in the Vagina.
You mean a kid and his.
I'm sorry. Pop Rocks in the Rectum.
The Rectum. And there is the name of this episode.
Pop Rocks in the Rectum.
Yeah, Pop. That's also the name of the Dingle and the Berry second album, our sophomore album, Pop Rocks in the Rectum.
But Ryan, why would you sit there and you found out that it's a mother and son collaboration?
No. They were taking the phone calls, the listener phone calls that are pre-recorded.
And his mom called.
And they were answering them. They play the podcast off, as far as I can tell, as sex education.
Okay.
But then they started talking about the weird stuff, and I was like, what is this? So I exited out of it. And if you're interested in finding out what this podcast is, it's called...
It's called the Bitters Family.
it's called the Strangest Shit Ever podcast.
I think the podcast is called Sex with My Mom or something like that. It's awful. Yeah.
Dude, wait a second. Dude. Yeah.
Talk about just putting it all out on Front Street. Wow.
Ryan.
No.
Dude, no amount of poop conversation.
The Pop Rocks, was that a solo endeavor or is that a duo type event?
They were just talking about if it would be a good idea.
Oh, I see.
So they're contemplating whether, oh my goodness. So, well, we've definitely crossed
more. All right, who's going to try it?
Jeez.
Not me, not it.
I mean, I've had the Pop Rocks in the mouth experience.
Yeah,
it wasn't my mouth, Eloy.
Oh, hey, that's kind of disgusting.
Why?
It's
like a hot tub.
No, I'm talking about sex anywhere near your mom.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
I don't like to talk to my mom about anything, really.
I mean, I talk to my mother about almost everything, but I never had one of the conversations like, oh, Ma, yeah, this chick last Friday, I was knocking boots.
I would like to correct myself. It's called Sex Talk with My Mom. Sex Talk. Talk.
No. Yes. No. I can't even say that makes
it better. It's completely unacceptable.
I can't even say that makes it better. But originally you said sex. Dude, I can't even say it, dude. It's horrible.
Anyway, so you think the phone call idea is a good idea?
Yeah, I like the idea of a scratch burner phone. We could put a voicemail on it, and
well, you could use a Google number.
Well, then there you go.
I think maybe the Sex with My Mom podcast is an open opportunity.
Yeah, I think we got our. Crap!
I just realized that not only Ryan also linked us in the inside chat, so we have first accounts.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, Bales, go ahead and click the link.
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm good. Bales, I'm awesome. Bales,
tell the truth. Did you click the link or did you not?
He's gonna wait. He
bookmarked. Yet.
Bookmarked. Tink, tink. Ready for later.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just here to explore different topics, and sometimes the topics end up in, you know, we were safe talking about poop.
Okay.
I like how you're trying to pass yourself off to be some sort of like
angel.
You know, just like freedom giving content character to be like, I was here to talk about poop and it was wonderful. And now you have betrayed the name of poop and talk about sex, and it's dirty, and you should stop.
Well, in this context,
I tried to talk about poop.
But and I have to edit this podcast.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yes, you do. It's your turn.
I apologize for tainting your virgin ears, Eloy.
No, it's not tainting. It's just that you know, I mean, so, like, Bales, did you click the link yet?
Nope.
Man.
I need my supplies before I walk down that path.
Ryan right now is thinking, why did I bring this up? He's got this look on his face. Oh, man.
I'm just wondering what Bales' supplies are now.
Tissues and moisturizer.
Moisturizer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vitamin E? I go with vitamin E, right?
Whatever works.
You have to admit, though, considering all things considered, and Ryan is kind of, he's always quite, you know, balanced and reserved. But if you look back at our episodes, Ryan has hit us with some heavy duty situations. Everything from eating like animal nuts to frickin'
milk jugs.
Hey, I will tell you something. I had a very responsible adult moment today at the grocery store. Amy and I were walking into the grocery store, and I saw someone, and I pointed him out to her, and I said, "Oh my gosh, it's Milk Jug Boy." And I pointed at him, and we walked like halfway down another aisle, and I said, "Should I take a picture and show the guys?" And she's like, "No." I was like, "Yeah, that's probably a good idea."
Oh, dude.
I tell you what, I did it the other day at the Walmart. I saw a kid I went to high school, for like a day. And I walked around and I was like taking selfies over my shoulder to try to get one with him over my shoulder. And I finally got one. I sent it to my best friend from high school. I was like, "Dude, look what I found."
That's freaking awesome. Dude, you should have totally taken a picture of Milk Jug Boy while he was in there.
Because if we can tie those two things together visually, that could cause problems for me, I'm sure.
Well, Milk Jug Man.
What? It's funny. Amy cracked a really good one because he had his son with him.
Oh, jeez.
She said, "What did he do? Dump the milk jug in her?"
Oh,
or is that what grew from out from under his bed?
That's the new milk jug.
Okay, that's really bad. That's really, really bad. That is so bad.
That's milk jug 2.0.
Yeah, right. He's starting out small as juice box boy.
Yeah. And then he was 2%, and then 1%.
Was the milk jug full though?
We don't need to talk about the milk jug anymore.
Was the milk jug full?
No.
Tell the truth.
How full or empty was it?
Like 2/3 of the way full, 1/3 of the way full, somewhere in that neighborhood.
In your arms.
When I was caressing it.
Oh man. 2/3 of the way full is
between a third and 2/3. Does it matter if it was over?
Yeah, because Eloy's trying to gauge his progress against that guy.
No, because dude, that means that there was incentive. There was like, no, dude.
Incentive? Incentive.
Well, you know, he was like, he had a goal.
He must have.
Does he say hi to you?
I didn't talk to him at the store.
But when you do see him, like...
Hey, you're famous now.
No, but when you do see him, do you shake hands and, hey, what's going on, dude? Mm-hmm. Have you shaken his hand before?
No.
They probably have a hand signal.
Friends shake friends' hands. Have you shook Milk Jug Boy's hand?
No.
Ever?
No.
Okay, lately not.
Why would a 12, 13-year-old boy shake hands?
Okay, did you high five slaps?
No. I grew up in the 90s, not the 80s.
Weren't ball taps popular back then?
Yeah, that and sword fights.
Oh, jeez. That must have been a West Coast or a Midwest thing because that wasn't going on.
Yeah, Bales knows all about it.
That wasn't going on in Pennsylvania.
Precursor to docking. That's not right.
Yowzer.
This episode got filthy quick.
Yeah. God.
crunched. Brought to you by UrbanDictionary.com, where you can look these terms up, folks.
Yeah, and by the way, this is all Ryan's fault, because we were totally in another world, and he said, "I got a story for you guys."
This is what happens when we don't let Eloy talk about shit.
Yeah.
No, don't.
We should. It's all your losses. It's all your fault, Eloy.
Don't throw that turd on me.
Turd elsewhere.
Is there anything on the whiteboard, Doc?
No, not really. I had one topic I wanted to bring up. I wanted to bring up some another kind of music that we hadn't talked about. Talk about 80s rock, or what do we call that, metal, or just rock and roll that you guys were into so belovedly.
We've never touched on that subject, so this will be a good one.
What do you call it?
We call it hair metal.
You were okay. Whatever. What about some other genres that were going on at that time? Did you dig any bands that were outside that genre?
That there was faux gothic.
Yeah, faux gothic bands were huge in the '80s.
Eloy, were you into the white rappers? Were you down with the Beastie Boys?
Ooh.
Yeah, you know what? I like the Beastie Boys' License to Ill. I like that album.
Were you a Run DMC fan?
I liked the only album of theirs that I liked was Raising Hell. And it was because of the rock song they had, Raising Hell. If you've never heard that song, it's freaking badass.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about what my favorite band was from the 80s. And I kept thinking about it, and I've been playing different music, and I think my favorite band from the 80s was the Cars. And I think it was when I was younger, and now you have to realize I was born in 81. So the visual versus, you know, the sound that they were playing. I remember seeing people like Tommy Lee and not getting it when I was young.
Did your parents listen to the Cars? Did that have anything to do with it?
No, not really. Like I've said before, my dad was a little bit before that. Like this, that right before that genre, like the mustache rock that went on at that time before then, like a little bit more Doobie Brothers.
So I think my father didn't listen to a lot of music in the car. It was usually farm talk radio.
Oh, yep. talk about corn.
But there was the occasional Beach Boys or John Denver.
Yeah, there was a lot of John Denver.
My dad was talk radio 24/7. Full throttle politics, around the clock, constantly. No music. In the car, talk radio, all the time.
How are you, Ryan?
What I was listening to in the 80s?
What were your parents listening to?
Oh, my mom was like into the Carpenters and who else am I thinking? Foghat and Michael Jackson and
I forgot Michael Jackson was
more the poppy stuff. But my dad listened to like John Denver and who's the one he really likes? It's a chick from the 80s.
That narrows it down.
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it?
Madonna.
No. More of a Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
I was a huge Linda Ronstadt fan.
My mother liked Crystal Gayle and Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
My parents listened to like just like regular top 40 radio, like what was on. I remember listening to it was like 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and today. Like that was like always right on. And it was a lot. It was heavy on like the 50s and 60s stuff when I was real little.
So how did you get turned on to the Cars?
I'm just talking about like what was my favorite band from that era. I remember what really turned me onto it is my cousins had the MTV.
Ooh, the MTV.
Yeah, and I remember going over there and like my first conscious video that I remember seeing is the Cars You Might Think. And if you remember, the visual was kind of screwed up to it. And I was like, what is going on here? And that always kind of stuck with me. And then, as I got older, and you start going back and rediscovering bands from whatever other eras or that you listen to or were on the radio, I dig their sound.
Yeah, they had some good stuff.
Yeah.
See, I was young in the 80s. So I was, I mean, the max age I hit in the 80s was 6. So,
oh yeah, you were still listening to Elmo records and shit.
But the only thing I remember from the 80s was like Debbie Gibson and
Tiffany.
NSYNC.
No, wait, pop. NSYNC wasn't even around yet, right?
I don't think so.
It was the predecessors. Who came before them, Eloy?
New Kids on the Block.
There you go.
I didn't listen to them, but it was all the like the chicks that sang in the 80s that I listened to. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit ashamed of that.
I think we're alone now.
Tommy James and the Shondells. Shout out to Tommy James and the Shondells.
What about Ace of Base? Do you remember Ace of Base?
Yeah, that was
popular.
I rocked that in the early 90s until I discovered grunge music.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be good at the time. I said, this is a great occurrence with Kurt Cobain and that first video, Smells Like Teen Spirit. I saw it when it debuted on MTV Midnight, and there he is. I thought, well, this is a refreshing, you know, at the time, I said, I really literally, when I watched that, I said to myself, this changes everything. Same thing happened when Pearl Jam came out just a few, maybe months afterwards, but I heard them. I can remember the first time I heard Pearl Jam ever, and I was driving my car, traveling back home, and I was at the corner of Bird Road crossing, and it came on the radio, and they played Alive, I think it was, and I heard that. I said, this is refreshing as hell. Little did I know that it would all go to crap, because they pushed the envelope where depression was the mainstay. But I remember that, and it was exciting at the time, for sure. Even flow.
Yeah, I still dig it. I don't blame Pearl Jam for killing your baby at all. Other bands, yeah. I mean, solely it was Kurt Cobain, I think, because it was just, you know, when he would speak about it, he'd be like, everything else is such bullshit. And it was like, yeah, it kind of is bullshit. That kind of, why are we wearing tights again? What was the point of the tights? Yeah, maybe we should stop doing that. And then they did.
Yeah, they killed everything that was cool. Sure, there was vanity, but, you know, the depression thing sucks.
Like I said, and I say it all the time, every once in a while, the forest needs a fire. And it was just, you know, too decadent.
It was too decadent. It truly was too decadent. At some point, it's just ridiculous.
You know, you got guys mainlining Jack Daniels and shit. And just complete ridiculous crap.
Eloy, if you had to pick a movie that would be your life, what would it be?
A movie that's already out?
Yeah.
That would be my life, that I would
want. If you had to live that movie as your life, what movie would it be?
Holy smokes, that's a big freaking question.
Up.
Debbie Does
That. The animated one? That'd be him.
The grumpy old man with a talking dog. Doug.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one, because I like I naturally go to zombie movies, and I don't want to be in one of those, dude. So I just enjoy watching it as entertainment. So I'd have to really sit and think.
Yeah. I would like to be like myself right now and live next door to like the Munsters.
Oh yeah,
and just like see them outside and be like, "Yo, man, what's up?"
So you could be it could be the Burbs then.
Yeah. Yeah. What's in the basement, Kopeck?
You know what was a disturbing movie and fantastically awesomely made? Beetlejuice.
Are they still working on the sequel?
I just read something about that a couple weeks ago.
Is it still still on?
Yeah. As far as I can tell, I think it's just like in the preliminary stages.
But wasn't that a really, I mean, I thought the look of the movie, everything, just was total trip, dude.
It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Agreed. I always liked the way that movie was shot and the look of it. And somehow it was campy, but still, it was like self-aware but at the same time, it was far enough out there. And like, what I really liked about it was the cool, like, Art Deco look of it that, like, they brought into it. That was weird.
Yeah, it was a dark. There were a lot of movies, fails. You remember, like, towards the middle and end of the 80s, as there were a lot of movies that, like, with that sort of theme, you know, that a little bit of the surreal popping in.
Nope.
Was Beetlejuice in the 80s? Or was that?
Yeah, it was. But Bales doesn't. Dude.
I liked Beetlejuice. I was really into Goonies, and I really liked RoboCop, though I can't believe my mother let me watch it over and over.
But that was another,
really violent.
Well, yeah, that, and actually that was pretty. Remember, I'd buy that for a dollar and all the chicks and stuff. So, like the game show, all those movies like RoboCop, and there was like alternate universe sort of surrealistic, just really strange. There was a lot of things that happened in the 80s in movies that I look back now and they were pretty what's the word for it? Pushing awesome. The limits. What would you say?
Awesome.
Yeah. Truly. You know?
There was another one that we used to watch over and over. Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he's in that game show where they have to
The Running Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Dennis Hopper. That's a good one. That was one of those ones that remember where I was talking about the Sunday movie? That was a Sunday movie. We are now return to the Sunday movie, Running Man, starring Dennis Hopper and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's always Running Man or Bloodsport or
Bloodsport.
That was a good movie.
It was a good,
super corny but super good.
It probably doesn't hold up.
I just watched it with my kids a couple months ago.
Does it hold up? Does it?
I enjoyed it. I think it was more of a like a reminiscing thing than.
It's funny.
Like, oh, this is very good acting.
Did you follow up with Kickboxer?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't care for Kickboxer.
Really?
No.
Oh, how about that guy with the ponytail that was into
Steven Seagal?
Yeah, that guy. He did a lot of, and yeah, man, he did a lot of cool movies back then. Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Terminator movies. There was a lot of stuff going on, dude. A lot of production, dude. Big Trouble, Little China. It just went on and on.
Good movie.
This sounds like the list of movies that are being remade as we speak.
Yeah.
No doubt on that.
And it's sad.
So this Beetlejuice remake, is this supposed to be like a continuation or a completely cut and dry reboot? Like where Keaton isn't playing
I think Beetlejuice. He's coming back.
Because I don't think anybody else could play him.
I don't think they were going to do it without Keaton. I thought the only reason that they were getting it greenlit was because Keaton was reprising the role.
No, you'd be surprised that they can find people to fill certain shoes.
Nah.
Maybe not. Good. Well,
saw how the Ghostbusters thing turned out.
Oh, yeah, but they did a big... They changed the dynamics of it, you know, with social justice. So they added women into that role, but yet they tried to keep the attitudes that the guys had.
The thing was with that, though, people or fans of that franchise were craving those characters, and they didn't get those characters.
Yeah, it was freaking stupid. Because these executives, I mean... They make a lot of lousy freaking decisions.
I think that all came down to Harold Ramis died. And at that point, that just screwed the pooch on anything.
Yeah, and Bill Murray kept stringing him along.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in it. No, wait, I'll be in it as a ghost. No, I don't want to be in it.
Yeah. I saw a script once upon a time and watched like a video synopsis. It was supposed to be the next one with the third one. And basically, it was like they go to hell. Ghostbusters go to hell. That was like their big thing. Like they were going to go campy with the third one.
More so than the second one?
Yeah. Like they had to make something that was like almost self-aware at this point. You know, they had run the joke so long that they almost couldn't go back to being serious.
Do you guys, so going back into even the 90s, Do you guys remember, obviously you're going to say, yeah, I hope you say yeah, renting at your local Blockbuster or mom and pop's video rental and having it for like 3 days, I think it was, and then having to run back and they had a penalty and you'd always try to make it back on time to get that, you know, in the box or whatnot.
Please be kind, rewind.
Yeah. I mean, that was a social thing. You'd go and certain days of the week and then there'd be a lot of people just down the aisles.
Yeah, dude, that was a part of childhood, you know, getting to go walk through the aisles in the video store and checking out the back covers. And it was a good time.
Analog internet, man.
I could pick one and my brother could pick one. And if we didn't agree, then,
right.
If we didn't play nice, we wouldn't get a movie.
I wonder, I would love to know which one you would agree and he didn't agree.
I can't remember. I don't remember. We were so close in age. It probably wasn't a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always had the bad habit of going in and renting like 5 or 6 or 7 videos and never being able to watch them in time before I had to take them back.
You could even rent video games, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the best.
Yeah, that was my jam.
Nintendo.
The video games were easier for me. At that point, my brothers were younger, so they could get a movie upstairs and I could go downstairs and play video games, just duck out.
That was a lot of fun, dude.
And, you know, at that time, there was no, like, gory or, like, extreme video games that my parents were like, oh, let me see what you're playing. There was no such thing, so.
Well, there's this movie that I hope you guys have seen. But then again, it's kind of the genre of movies that I like anyhow, but you might not like it. But have you guys ever seen the movie The Faculty?
Long time ago.
The teachers are aliens, right?
Oh, man, yeah.
Is that the one where at the very end it's Leave Those Kids Alone?
Yep. Yes.
I have seen that movie.
Pink Floyd The Wall.
No, he quotes that. And then, yeah, I've seen that movie. I think I once saw it at the theater, and for whatever reason, I think I might have had a date. That sticks out in my head because I would have never went and saw that on my own. Never.
Really?
That was a great movie. That's a great freaking movie because it starts off with craziness happening right out the gates. Just about the premise is awesome. The whole movie, that is one of my favorite movies, believe it or not. Within that sci-fi,
do you like something from the 90s?
Oh no, there's a I am movies. Shocked. No movies. There's a lot of great movies in the 90s. You know.
Oh, so 90s movies are okay.
Well, yeah.
I will watch your movies, but I will not enjoy your rock and roll.
That's right. Rock and roll was sucky.
So did you like TV shows from the 90s?
Which ones were from the 90s?
Family Matters.
Don't know what that
is. Did I do that?
Hey, Urkel?
I don't know. I did not.
Perfect Strangers was 90s, I think.
Who?
Balky Bartokomus.
Right. What else? Full House.
I watched Full House.
Frasier, Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Home Improvement, Friends, Roseanne.
I hated all that shit.
Step by Step, Saved by the Bell.
That I liked.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
That I did not like.
Married with Children. Here's your favorite right here. The Nanny.
I've lived several episodes of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Have you?
It's a good show.
I've lived several episodes.
I used to like Mad About You, oddly enough. Hmm.
Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
There was a big thing that happened also in the 80s. At least it was a big deal for me because till that time, you had a certain type of like show. And all of a sudden, the Fox, I guess, network or whatever, introduced a bunch of different brand new, and within these shows was Married with Children. Do you remember that being a big deal? Like, now Fox, and we're going to be, and they started doing like more pushing the envelope within comedy and all that. And that's when they busted out with Married with Children. You remember how that went down?
I remember certain parts of Married with Children, if that's what you're talking about.
I remember watching Married with Children. I remember like the Fox Network coming in this way, but yep. I don't really remember. I remember The Simpsons being a big deal.
That like, was part of it too.
Yeah. That was more my thing.
Yeah. There was a big, like they were going to do it right. And those were fresh shows coming out, you know, like they were doing the push to dominate, and Married with Children was like a big deal because this was a family that's not functional, and they laugh at themselves that they're not functional. And it was just a great premise. Plus, she was pretty hot.
And my brother had the Bud Bundy haircut.
Grandmaster B.
Nice.
Yeah, the spiky mullet. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the early Bud Bundy cut, huh?
Yeah.
It's funny. We talk about Married with Children, and I talk about the guy a lot. My buddy Spence, guy from Jamaica, he watched TV so much like later in syndication than we did. So like he talks about Married with Children like it's like very relevant, and he grew up watching it like, you know, hardcore. He's like, yeah, this is just like that time that Al Bundy, blah blah blah. And I'm like, you talk about Al Bundy an awful lot, and then he's like, that was what was on TV when I was a young man.
A young man.
That's what he says. I don't know.
I'm curious. Does he have any other pop culture references that are in the past?
Yeah, like Doogie Howser.
No, nope. It was a lot of Al Bundy, and he loves the Family Guy. He can, and he's one of those people that anything can go back to the Family Guy.
I did not like Doogie Howser.
Eloy, were you all about the chick on the Wonder Years?
Winnie Cooper.
Oh yeah. Yeah, she was. Well, you wanted him to hook up with her.
No, you wanted to hook up with her.
So, are you projecting?
Maybe. I'm trying to, you know, get someone on my team here.
Okay. Well, you know, fine. You know, why not? But you know, I knew that wasn't reality. That wasn't going to happen. So I was like, next best thing. What was his name? Fred.
Fred Savage is his real name. I think in the show, wasn't he Kevin?
Kevin Arnold.
That was a good show. Yeah.
Kind of Stand By Me-ish.
But yeah. I'm sorry, but what was it? Christina Applegate? Yo. She was a knockout all the way, dude. I mean, when she'd walk in through that door, you know, stop the presses.
You say was?
She was. Yeah, she was.
She's still good looking.
That's what I think.
Yeah, but I'm saying during that time, do you not remember?
Yeah, man, I remember. Milk jug material. I gotcha.